Hey, here's the B&D Chuckle Wagon with Bruce Elliott and Dan McCullough. Everybody, once again to the old B&D Chuckle Wagon.
That B's for Bruce Elliott.
That D's for Dangerous Dan McCullough.
It's a recorded session of Western songs and folk tunes and a couple of popular ones, too.
Come on, everybody, let's get up to date. This is Monday, January 9th, 1950. This is the ninth day of 1950 with 356 left to go.
This date last year, Dr. Ralph Bunche, United Nations mediator, left for the Mediterranean island of Rhodes to preside over armistice talks between Israel and Egypt.
And on this date, January 9th, way back in 1793, the first balloon voyage in the United States was undertaken by Blanchard of France.
Who?
Well, I was trying to give the program a little distinction and a little bit of an intellectual class quality.
What's the name?
All right, for you, undertaken by Blanchard of France.
Hey, football player.
Yeah, he was. He and Davis did pretty well.
Yeah, and in 1945, United States troops landed on Luzon in the Philippines. Hey, I was there.
That's right, you
yeah,
were in that
I was
group.
On Luzon.
Oh, that's marvelous. I bet thinking back, it was quite an experience, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Boy, it's real tough.
Uh-huh. I suppose you were all set up and was kind of scared, weren't you?
Well, yeah, doing three shows a day was pretty rugged, yeah.
Doing three shows a day?
Yeah.
Well, you were in this group, weren't you? I mean...
Yeah, I was singing in a trio.
You were, huh? Singing
yeah.
in... Oh, wasn't that entertaining the troops
singing
over there?
Singing baritone, yeah. It was tough, too.
Well, that's certainly interesting. And you got a battle star. What was that?
Yeah.
Singing flat?
Battle of Luzon. That was for the Battle of Luzon.
Well, that's good. I imagine that's quite a date in your history.
Yes, it was, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, old warrior, what's coming up first in the music department?
Well, I don't like to talk about it, Dan.
Yeah?
Oh, Katharina.
Oh, look at it.
Barney sailed from Rotterdam. He stopped up first at Amsterdam to meet his bride. And side by side, they took a ride. Across the sea to Yankee land, he furnished up a flat so grand, and there she sat, so big and fat, down at their flat. One night he took his wifey out, they went to see the follies. He thought that she was such a queen until he saw those dollies. When they got home, he shook his head, then to his wife, he turned and said, oh, Katharina, oh, Katharina, to keep my love you must be leaner. There's so much of you to could love you. Learn to swim, join a gym, eat farina. Oh, Katharina, unless you're leaner, I'll have to build a big arena. You're such a proud, my Katharina.
Katharina. Boy, you know that's a real old song?
Yeah, it certainly is.
That was popular back when I was younger than a boy.
Uh-huh. Sounds like that record was made in about 1903.
Good song, though.
Yes, it was. Well, we're going to get to the place now where we award a couple of Runson lighters to B&D Chuckle Wagoneers who sent them in. The idea being...
You know, they're going to resent that.
What's that?
Calling them Wagoneers.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I imagine our listeners have some of the best-looking ears this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, and before you do that, I want to say we got a whole mess of mail here, which we're going to go through.
It just tickles us to death, too. All over, too.
Yeah, one on top is from Westbury, Wisconsin. Westby, Wisconsin.
Well, I'll tell you what. This one that we're going to award a lighter comes from Mrs. R.D. Tipton of Willis, Texas. And, boy, she sent us a whole mess of jokes. However, what we're going to take from her little collection here is a little poem which we thought is sort of apropos. That means appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But to tell
what does that mean?
Well, it's a thing to do. Topical.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She's
going to
get one of those fine Ronson lighters with that wonderful slogan, press, it's lit, release, it's out. Okay, I got that thing lit. You better fill that. It's going to run out of fluid sometime. Bruce, in this, it's a little poem, and I thought maybe you might give me a little music. Would you have some kind of little appropriate background?
Violin music?
Well, I don't. You got your violin with you?
Yeah, no, it's out of tune.
Okay.
How about the... Okay, all right, go ahead.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah.
You want it bright?
I don't care. No, that that's about the kind, you know, sort of dreamy. Dreamy music. Romantic. They were single and went walking, and her heart did skip a beat as she stumbled on the sidewalk, and he murmured, careful, sweet. Now the wedding bells have rung, and they walk the self-same street. She stumbles on the sidewalk, and he yells, pick up your feet.
Who sent that in?
That was from Mrs. R.D. Tipton of Willis, Texas. She's getting that Ronson lighters. Now we got another one we're going to dramatize. Where's this
from? All right, listen. This comes from Erie, Pennsylvania, from Robert Boyer.
Mm-hmm.
I think we heard from him
before. Any relation to Shadow?
Hmm? No, that's Boyer.
Oh, Boyer.
Well, these two fellows are at a rodeo,
uh-huh.
You see. We're two cowboys riding, punching cows in a rodeo,
yeah.
You see. And so one fellow's having a little trouble. Well, you know, they come up in a conversation, choose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, Joe. How you doing, son? I guess your family's getting along pretty well, ain't they?
Okay.
Make a lot of money this week, boy, I suppose, didn't you?
Yep.
Your two sons and daughters, I guess they're real, real grown up now, ain't they?
Yep.
Real talkative, ain't you? Say, Joe, what'd you give your horse when he had the heaves?
They're buying turpentine.
Thanks, Joe.
Passage of time now.
All right, they meet. They meet the next day, a couple days ago.
Hey, Joe, I gave my horse turpentine and he died.
So did mine.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
boy, wasn't that real pretty, huh?
Bruce, yeah. I think most of the B&D Chuckle Wagoneers realize that you're in charge of selecting the music.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, didn't you?
So any credit or any debit or blame should go your way. Now, do you think we got a symphonic hour here?
That's not symphonic. That's a very popular orchestra, and that was called Red Sombrero, which is Southwestern, where they wear them.
You better go out and have that hat cleaned, that's all I can say.
I don't know, it was a good song. I can't help it. I had to get the music up today for today's program. Yeah. I had to rush like mad, and credit or debit.
Watch it, that's all. I can work with another guy on this show.
Yeah.
I got a couple of things from the paper over the weekend, which I thought were pretty funny. Here's one from San Antonio, Texas. Can you give me a little thing there?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
No. No, I mean...
Oh, San Antonio, Texas.
A new yellow convertible rolled up to a San Antonio intersection just as the light changed to red. The woman driver skidded the car across the pedestrian sidewalk and waited. A man in work clothes and heavy shoes angrily asked her, "Why don't you back up?" "Mind your own business," the woman reported. The man stepped on the running board, walked up the fender, then to the top of the hood, and right down the other side. His heavy-soled shoes ground dents into the hood and paint of the car. What do you think?
Hey, boy, that guy's got real courage.
Always wanted to walk right across a car.
Yeah, with golf shoes on.
Trouble is, the men in Texas, they pack guns. If a woman had said something, he'd probably drilled her.
Do we send him anything?
We ought to send him a grocer around some lighters, but we haven't got any, sir. I don't know who you are, anyway.
That's right. We didn't get your name.
One more thing that occurred, it's as a matter of fact been a series of tests that the Air Force has been doing, and it was reported yesterday in the papers here in the East. It said Air Force tests show that body can stand crashes better by riding backward.
Hey, that'll bring a lot of odd things in.
I've been crashing backwards for nigh on to 30 years.
Well, it says here that the Air Force disclosed that volunteers have been undergoing these tests. The result, for instance, of the test is the same as if an automobile driver traveling at 75 miles an hour should stop his car within 9 feet. And it says that actually the human body can withstand a great deal, providing it is riding backward.
Do you believe that?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's revolutionary.
It sure is. Boy, you give me a baseball bat and let me hit you on the back of the head
and see
if it doesn't hurt as much as whopping you in the nose.
You have to, yeah. Never mind my nose. You're riding backwards. So, in occasion of that, I've written a little song. Would you join me with it, Bruce?
Yes, set your own key.
All right.
Lawrence.
Let me see here now. To be safe when you are out motoring, a new kind of safety device will save you while you're riding backward. The crash will be pleasant and nice. No broken heads, no hospital beds. Brush off the glass and you'll walk away. No teeth to replace, no mangled up face. It's safe to drive backwards each day.
Boom, boom.
Boy, that time really shot by today, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Kind of winds. It sure did? There is an H in that. Sure. Try that again, will you?
It sure did. Listen, my bridge hopped up all the time.
Well, we're going to see you tomorrow, along about this regular time. And don't forget, if you'll send us a joke that we use on the program, we'll send you one of those fine Ronson lighters with that wonderful slogan, release. Wait a minute. I got the thing out before I started. Press, it's lit. Release, it's out. That's right. It's got chromium and leather on it, and we think you'll like it very much.
That's right. Send those letters to the B&D Chuckle Wagon, Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18, New York. And we'll see you here again tomorrow, I hope, about the same time when the old chuckle wagon will be on again.
There's something we got to say from the legal department. I think that is that...
So we don't get sued.
Yeah,
in case
that?
Of similarity, jokes you send in, if they're alike, the first one with the first postmark on it is the one we use. Now you can't sue us.
The recordings were recorded.
I was very much alive and very sharp today.
And so was I, and this organization is very much alive. What's it called?
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.